It's been abused, Catherine. It's been totally abused. I have a number of people contacting me on a regular basis. Now, I sit on a committee, and it's the Joint Policing Committee, and it's something I intend to have on the agenda for the next meeting of the police committee to try and get answers in relation to it. There's a number of junctions around Sligo. There's one in particular as you come down from the Market Yard and you're heading towards Harmony Hill. That is a one-way system which you are only supposed to be able to enter the Market Yard from. But it's been abused, the amount of cars that's coming down there, and it's a danger to anybody that's coming across that exit, either at the Lunny or from West Gardens, the approach Harmony Hill. And nothing has been done about it. And I do know that this has been brought to the superintendent's attention on more than one occasion in relation to, I had a reason there a number of months ago to write to one guard at Shirkana. They made a presence all right in the area, because I actually witnessed it on one or two mornings when I was in there. But it's just getting so blatant now, and it's reckless, and it's going to create an accident. And the other hot spot for us is if you come over from Abbey Street and straight into Castle Street, you cannot. That is against the law to go into that as well. It's signed and everything else that you cannot go over, and people that know better are cutting over that area, and they're trying to cut off traffic that has the right of way into Castle Street. Even myself, personally, when I am coming across that area, I know myself I have to turn up Thielen Street, and I have to either go up to the top of Thielen or up to the Guards Barrack and swing over on Market Street and down and come back down High Street in order to get back into traffic. But people are just taking the shortcut there, and something needs to be done. I know myself there was an initiative there at one stage, and there was young Gardaí that was on training that was brought to Sligo, and he used to stand in some of the doorways there on Castle Street, and he used to catch a lot of this traffic going through. And I can't understand why we can't just bring some of these Gardaí from Temple Moor, the young Gardaí, Trinity Gardaí, and actually give them these duties, because as part of their training. But it's reckless what's happening at the moment, and it's an accident waiting to happen.
So it's not a case that the one-way system isn't working, but rather you'd like a bit of surveillance on it?
No, what I would rather, what I would do, is the abuse of it, and the only way to cut out on the abuse. Everybody knows there's rules of the road, and you cannot have people going out making their own rules. Like, it's an accident waiting to happen. As I said, a number of people have brought it, and business people living in that area that's there to have businesses within the Marys, to know themselves, they have brought it to my attention. I'm sure they've brought it to other councillors' attention about this total abuse. And the only way that it's going to be handled is if there is a police presence to make sure that it doesn't happen. It is an accident waiting to happen. And it is very unfair that maybe somebody that's abiding the rules of the road and is doing everything within the law, that their whole life can be changed by somebody that takes a reckless decision and decides to break the law and knows better. And that's where it's going. And I feel myself that the only way to resolve it, drivers are drivers out there, and the Gardaí's, part of the Gardaí's responsibility is to make sure that we all abide by the law, and especially the rules of the road, to make the road that much safer.